What's up? Welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you are following me on all the socials and that you have subscribed to my mailing list. I'm telling you guys, I'm very excited about this collaboration. I've got a guest on Friday. We're going to start teaching some really cool shit. Okay. So you want to get on my mailing list so you can find out that information. It is relationship week, and our first class is going to be based on that. So if this is something you want to dive into further and you want some more intimate coaching rather than just listening to a podcast, just hit me up. Hit me up wherever you follow me, and I will get you on the list for the new group. Part of what I think a lot of people struggle with when it comes to relationships, and this is just me kind of reading between the lines and taking some of my own personal experience, obviously. People need emotional validation. So if you are looking to improve your relationship, this is something that's going to be very important, okay? And it's a social skill that anyone can learn. This is a way that you can help yourself, which is key, and other people to just genuinely feel more respected and accepted. And the great thing is you can practice with loved ones and you can practice with people you barely know. So if we're going to talk about validation, I just want to bring you guys to or through the basics of what validation is. And if we're going to define it, we're going to say validation is referring to acknowledging someone's feelings. And that I'm not saying that these are feelings that you're necessarily going to agree with or behavior that you're going to condone. But it's just acknowledging someone's feelings. And I think this is a very important concept, even in the relationship, like as a parent, with everyone in your life. Emotional validation is very important. And this is one of those things when I, you know, as my girls started getting older, that I realized as a parent, sometimes the truth hurts, and how someone else feels, even if that wasn't your intention, you can't take away how they feel because that's true for them. So no matter what, okay, everyone is entitled to feelings. And then as long as you're acknowledging that, there can be a conversation about, you know, maybe that wasn't the intention. I know I've had to apologize to my kids a lot for mistakes that I've made as a parent. And I think that's part of the key of being a good parent. And this is the same thing with my current relationship now. It is hard when you take pride in the way that you love someone, and if that someone is not receiving love, and this has been, you know, miscommunicated in my marriage. Like, my husband obviously loves me, but what I needed when it came to validation or things that he would do that would hurt my feelings, it was very hard to communicate that at first, 100%. And that's why I said yesterday, like, talking to people, having this open line of communication is so important. So you should never make someone feel bad if they need to have this conversation, okay? Because the way you communicate and the fact you're communicating, this is how things stop getting broken. This is where we start to heal and grow together. And I would, you know, just have to be patient to get him to see that my feelings were valid. This is how you made me feel. Even if you didn't intend to hurt me, that's absolutely what happened, and this is why. And then he can see the action or, you know, whatever it was. And I mean, I've done the same thing. There's times that I have hurt him when that was not my intention. His feelings were valid. There was hurt, and I had to apologize, take responsibility. And guess what? We change the action. We change the behavior that could possibly be hurting someone else. Maybe, you know, your kid is hiding their grades from you because they're feeling afraid about, you know, what you're going to say. So you have this conversation about that feeling, how it's right that they felt afraid, but it wasn't right that they hid their grades. Right? So you can have this conversation that absolutely, yes, I understand you're afraid to talk to me about this 100%. But it's not okay to continue to lie, right? So that's it. We're just trying to acknowledge someone's feelings. So if someone in, if you're in a relationship and this person has, you know, the emotional intelligence to be able to say, look, this is how I'm feeling. You can't take that away. That's part of that narcissistic tendency when we try to tell people how they feel because how we maybe intended to make them feel. Can't take away people's feelings. Like that just needs to be validated. And I've specifically had to communicate that in my marriage. Like, hey, I just need you to validate my feelings. Like, just acknowledge it. I understand there's probably not a solution for this, or I understand, you know, this is how it has to be, but this sucks. Can you just validate that feeling? And that's an easy thing to do. It's just, you know, babe, I see you're hurt. And then you wrap this person up in a hug and you guys move on. You find a way to move forward. What's really important and that I've had to really learn for every aspect of my life is to offer that validation to myself. Especially, I talk about microdosing Monday because it has absolutely changed the narrative in my own mind. But I used to not allow myself to validate my own feelings. It's part of that emotional irresponsibility, to be honest. You're not emotionally aware and you're just kind of letting your emotions run the show instead of just letting your emotions be what they are. You end up becoming this emotion and then you're just off the fucking rails and life is crazy and no one can talk to you. Okay. You can't talk to anyone. No one else can talk to you. You just put up this big wall and you're like, fuck the world. Nobody understands. And you just start to feel like a little victim and you crawl inside yourself and you're like, boo hoo hoo, wah. Well, this is the big girl panty club. Okay. So pull up your big girl panties because we're going to get the fuck over that. And we're going to start to validate ourselves. Okay. We're going to start acknowledging that our feelings are real and they're valid and it's okay. Recognize your true feelings. That's the first step in being able to manage them constructively, especially when we're talking with men because they are prideful, beautiful, masculine creatures. Okay. And we want to support that. We're not trying to tear people down. We want to build people up. We want to build our spouse up. You want to build a great relationship, then help build your spouse up. We're not tearing them down. We're not belittling them. We're not judging them. We are saying, look, talk about your real feelings. You're saying you're pissed off right now, but I think I hurt your feelings. Can we get to the core of that? I did not mean to hurt you. Okay. Because a lot of times when guys are hurt, it's going to come out as anger and they're going to be just as defensive. They weren't allowed to have these feelings. So when you can learn to validate your own feelings and you can be honest with that, it changes the narrative. And that's part of like giving, you know, as much as a husband should give his wife the space to feel. And my husband has had to learn to do that, to just let me look like this fucking sucks. I just need you to validate that that's how I feel. Like these are my feelings. This sucks. Can you just hug me and love me in spite of it? Whatever. Can we get over this? Because this is how I feel. Same thing is just understanding that they need validation just the same. Give them that safety net, just like we want. They should have a safety net to be able to communicate how they really feel. And then that is where the maturity steps in. And then we just start building on that conversation. We're communicating. Something that I think is really important, and I think guys don't really, I don't know, as much as I watch people these days, I don't think that guys really pay attention to body language. You've got to monitor in any relationship what your nonverbal expressions are. If you feel patient and attentive, you're likely to look relaxed and welcoming 100%. On the other hand, if you're just like rolling your eyes, you're looking at your phone, you know, you're just looking away, your arms are crossed, you're not engaged in a conversation, this looks absolutely dismissive. And it's as bad as any verbal ridicule, 100%. We want our partner to feel safe. If you are not with someone that you want to feel good, you should never want to hurt your partner. Absolutely never want to hurt your partner. And that is part of like the honest trust of being able to be vulnerable 100% is that you trust this person is not going to hurt you. And the same, you should give them that space so that they can be vulnerable because they can trust that you're not going to hurt them. You have to take advantage of daily opportunities. It's easier to master a skill when you use it. So you've got to start practicing this emotional validation. Every social interaction is a training opportunity 100%. Whether you're talking with the bartender, you've called your mom, your sister, you know, the lady at the checkout counter, whatever it is, practice. Practice. How is validation going to benefit you? It's going to help people feel like they belong. And this is part of my experience as a coach, is being able to validate how someone is feeling, even when it doesn't fit the narrative or the construct of what we are working on at its core. None of the actions line up to the feelings. Feelings still matter. It's a matter of letting people feel like they belong. And when you're validating each other's feelings, everyone is feeling respected and appreciated. Okay. And I'm not saying that we validate shit that doesn't make sense. Okay. We're not here to play pretend. We're not here to, you know, honor some delusion of what's real or what's not. I'm not going to validate a situation if my son came home and he's like, "Mom, I feel like I was born a cat and I want to be a cat." You know, I'm going to figure out what the fuck are you feeling where you're not comfortable in your body at this moment. I'm not going to validate his desire to be a fucking cat. Okay. We're not going to play pretend. We're not getting caught up in delusions. Okay. And if you're having conversations with people that are a series of delusions, number one, you don't want to be in a relationship with them. Okay. If they at their core cannot stay in the present moment with the honesty of a situation and want to live in dreamland, run, bitch. Okay. That's like red flag. Run. But we do, at the core of our human experience, at the core of what we're meant to do here, just even with other people, this goes beyond your spouse, but this is a great place to practice and really flex on this. Because what is the most important relationship in your life? Honestly, what do you have? I mean, I talk to a lot of people and a lot of people are like, you know, kids come before spouse. And on some level, that's kind of true, isn't it? Because as long as I've ever had an infant, if my husband and I are, you know, engaged in a conversation or anything is happening between us and the baby cries, guess what happens? We go straight to the baby, right? So in some sense, there's a level of need that kids need to have met before then. But at the end of the day, the relationship that matters the most to me is absolutely my husband. He comes right under God. 100%. Your spouse should be that person, because guess what, you guys? I am a temporary fixture in the life of my kids. They're going to grow up and continue to grow and have families of their own. Am I always going to be a mom? Is there going to be a level of parenting? Absolutely. But at my core, my husband and I know it's our time to be alive. We're going to get each other all this time. And so it's important for us to continue to nurture a relationship where we are validating feelings, where we're being honest with where we are, where we're growing together, we're setting goals for ourselves, for our future. All of that, that's what's important. Work on the most important relationship in your life. Yes, kids matter. Yes, they have to come at a level of importance. We would drop anything for our kids at any given time, and we've done it. Where, you know, they get all of us. But at the end of the day, I know how this ends. Empty nesting with a stranger isn't going to be fun. So cherish and honor this commitment to the partnership that you have chosen. And you chose this. Get back to that moment of like, why did you choose this? Go back to the beginning. If you're a guy and you're struggling and you're like, I feel like I'm going to lose her, start doing the things that you did in the beginning. All of that. How did you get her attention? How did you get her to say yes to you? Do more of that. Do more of what got you here. That's how you keep someone. And the same thing, if you are just this naggy, obsessive, compulsive, irritable, cranky ass bitch in your marriage, that's not who he signed up to date. I guarantee it. I guarantee he signed up for that you know, that chick that put on the makeup and put on some clothes and wanted to go out and wasn't bitching, wasn't complaining, wasn't like giving him the to-do list 10 miles long. That's just not cool. So this works both ways. I do pay attention. I do make sure that, you know, I look great for him. That's important. If I just let myself go and never put an effort into who I was, that's not what he signed up for. Absolutely not. Plus, if your guy is hot as fuck, I mean, you have to work for that. You know what I mean? You have to work for that. So put a little effort in yourself, 100%. Validate all day long. Validate yourself, validate each other. This relationship fucking matters. So do something about it. Stop letting time pass. And pretty soon you don't even know. You're just both hollow shells and you feel more alone together than you would if you were single. Validating people is going to reduce conflicts 100%. Validation lets people know you care about them and that their feelings matter. Fewer disagreements will arise when people are trusting each other and demonstrate goodwill. This is going to improve your communications in the absence of judging or, what do we like to do? Blame. It's never our fault, right? And most of you that are talking about relationship problems right now, none of you have taken responsibility. None of you. And the truth is you do have a play in this. If your marriage is self-destructing, you're 50% of the problem, 100%. But in the absence of judging or blaming, a lot of people are going to be eager to open up immediately. Open-ended questions, supportive comments, this is going to help promote that constructive dialogue that's going to keep you guys growing closer together. If you are authenticating someone's feelings, you're empowering them. You're going to strengthen their capacity to resolve their own dilemmas. They may get insights into underlying motivations or even recurring patterns of behavior. That is something that, you know, has caught me off guard. I have had relationships that go down in flames. What is the recurring pattern of behavior? Because they all end up in flames, but what is the one common denominator in everything that's blown up in my face? Me. So what's that pattern of behavior? When you start validating people and you're giving them that strength and they're feeling empowered, they're going to take more responsibility and they're going to adopt more constructive approaches. They're going to be more confident. So how do you start validating your partner? Right now, you put your fucking phones down. Give this person your full attention. My daughter lately, my 5-year-old even, has been like, "Mom, you're just always on your phone." That breaks my fucking heart. So now I know when I'm in the space with her, I put my phone down. I put it away. It doesn't matter if it dings. The only person I pick it up for is my husband or my kids. No, you know, I have messages can wait. All of that can wait. Remove all the distractions. Turn off the TV. Listen to them with an open mind and don't take everything personal. Let people continue talking until they finish their story and they provide you with all the facts. And then it's important that you're reflecting back to the person what you think they said. This way they can clarify whether you understood the message correctly or not. That's an important part of the conversation, is to reflect back your understanding of what was said. That way there is no mistake and you're not becoming reactive. You're going to sit with that and you're going to take responsibility and you guys are going to be constructive about what comes next. You've got to learn to label emotions. Help this person sort out what they're feeling. And if emotions have been suppressed for a long time, it's really difficult to make sense out of them. Someone may discover that they're still distressed by an incident that took place 40 years ago. So learn to be emotionally responsible. Label, sort, figure it out, get to the core of it. Their triggers are not your responsibility, but supporting them is. And you've got to consider their history. Different people react differently to the same situation depending on their life history, their personality. There's a lot of other factors. A kid who grows up in poverty is going to view money differently than someone who had a wealthy background. You've got to recognize the valid aspects of any experience. We all try to avoid suffering and conflict. We're all just trying to make ourselves happy. Even if you think a particular action shows poor judgment, you can probably find some aspect of the situation that you could relate to if you keep an open mind. And then you want to show empathy. Let this person know that you acknowledge their feelings on the deepest level that's genuine for you. If you're both struggling to lose weight, you're going to feel a natural empathy. Even if they're disappointed by something that seems odd to you, you could still be sensitive to their pain. You improve your relationships by getting better at providing genuine emotional validation. You're going to learn to manage your emotions better, and it's going to be easier to help those around you. And then you're going to start feeling more connected and loved. This is a key moment that is pivotal in your personal development and your personal growth. So I want you to go do your own research. You could go through my podcast because I've talked about this emotional validation, being able to tap into the core of what you're feeling and to be honest with yourself and to have this experience and to let your emotion have their, 5 minutes of fame. We're not suppressing anything anymore. We're not running from it. We're not hiding from it. We're facing the shit head on, and we're creating new reactions in our brain. We're creating new patterns. We're not living in default mode anymore. We're taking pure responsibility for our human experience, and we want to make it the greatest possible experience that we can. Your relationship is worth working on 100%. I love you guys. We're going to talk more tomorrow.